This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Shuny Side-by-Side in El Cajon, right off of Greenfield. SXSS or Side-by-Side and UTV Service Center here for all your accessories, upgrades, lights, winches, maintenance, and or insurance repair. And if you need to get your brakes done, shocks, oil changes, upgrades done, give Shuny's a call. Side-by-Side in El Cajon to keep your wheels. Yeah, I don't have a phone number on them. You forgot to give me the phone number.
619-499-7536. 619-499-7536.
In fact, I have my Honda Talon in. They're replacing the roll cage, and they're putting a set of seat belts on, getting rid of the three-point. And what else is it? You
know, turbocharger, nope. So you can get down the road a little faster.
That thing's plenty fast. If you haven't driven a 1,000 cc, man, that thing gets up and goes. So they're doing all the work for me, and they recommended it, and I totally 100% agree. All right, we had an amazing event last Sunday. We're still crunching numbers, but I don't know, everybody I talked to was totally thrilled with the attendance, the people, the whole nine yards.
I am so happy that everything just seemed to fall into place. It seemed like I cannot say thank you enough to all the volunteers, our committee, and all of the sponsors and vendors for showing up and throwing down support for us. Yeah.
Did Island Brewery ever show up?
Yeah, Pacific Islander was there.
Because their table was empty. I mean, they must have came in late.
No, the booth was just outside of the snack bar. They were in the snack bar.
Oh, they should have
put
a sign.
That was just shade for them. They had signs.
I didn't see
it.
Because I was looking for them.
Right behind the beer ticket. Kuipo was there.
Okay. Because, I mean, I went to every single vendor.
Yeah. Okay. Good job. It was absolutely amazing. SoCal Suspension came out. The Eisenhower brothers were there. We had several other vendors. Weston Super Winch threw down some super winches for us. Off-Road Warehouse came in big for us. It was just absolutely amazing with the support. AccuTune Off-Road, everybody, I just cannot say thank you enough.
BLM was there, weren't they?
The Bureau of Land Management was there, and we had U.S. Forest Service was there.
So that was good to see that.
Yeah, you know, that's our main thing. I had a lot of law enforcement agencies there, but you got to understand with the Off-Road Coalition, that's what we do. We partner with these agencies, and we work with them to keep trails open so that they know that we have an interest and we're stakeholders in certain areas so that if anything were to arise, they could reach out to us. We can reach out to the people, make them aware of issues, educate them on certain things so that we can keep the trails open and have places to go play. It was really nice. I got a really, really nice email from the law enforcement agency as well as from the U.S. Forest Service, both stating that they were very thankful and appreciative for being a part of the event, that they got to reach out to, you know, we had over 1,300 people come in. So they got to have a wonderful interaction in a nice and relaxed environment with people. And they had more people come up and speak to them than they would have had in a different venue. And so they said that, you know, they were extremely thankful and some of the questions that they got, you know, they hadn't heard of and made them aware of different potential issues and things going on. So
and you were up against some pretty stiff competition that weekend. You had the fair.
I have, yeah.
And a lot of, I think there was quite a few other big venues.
Yeah, and tough trucks started. And for me, not being able to put on a motorized event in the arena, aside from the RC cars, and having tough trucks going on in Del Mar, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge competition to be up against. So I'm really thankful for everybody who did come out, and the volunteer, the public that supported us and threw money down and bought barbecue and bought beer tickets and raffle tickets, and the vendors for being there. The whole reason why we did it is to fight for our rights. God bless America. Happy Independence Day weekend. Hopefully you guys are all out having a wonderful, safe time with your families. You know, get your designated driver lined up and set up. But that's what we do this for, right? Is so that we can have places to get out and adventure on weekends like these, where we have 4-day weekends potentially where you can get out and go out with your family and explore an adventure. We want to keep those places open, right? And so we did really good last weekend. We are fundraising. We're going to utilize the money. We did make money. I just found that out today. Everybody's, I've gotten so many calls and text messages asking me if we made money or not. And, you know, I was really hoping for 2,000 people. And the fact that I only got 1,300, I was a little bit worried. You know, we can't really pay for a lobbyist. We can't throw the $40,000 down that we were looking for. But I made some money.
We'll have a good poker run in November.
Yeah.
And together, maybe we'll be in a good spot.
Yeah. November's coming along really well. The poker run's lined up for Saturday, November 4th. We've got our 5 checkpoints already lined up. I've already got...
Boy, we have struggled with checkpoints in the past, so that's great to have them already lined up.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, and I mentioned to you guys off air, but I was at a Jeep event and talked to the VP of Jeep and explained to him, you know, about our jamboree and what we're trying to do, and tell them how bad we need a lobbyist. So we're going to work on talking to Jim Morrison, because he basically said whatever Jeep needed to do. Because I just basically told him, I says, we can't get a lobbyist and fight to keep these areas open. You have no reason to sell Jeeps in San Diego or L.A. or California.
Or California. And let's be real. California.
See, but you know, typical corporations, they just sit back and wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, if it happens, and then now, I mean, we talked off air. I mean, you know, the government right now is trying to figure out a way to block the sun.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, as long as you have an administration that is constantly trying to figure out how to shut the country down, then you better get some serious help. So we got to put together a really good proposal, you know, and explain to them exactly what we're looking for, what we need, and then see what we can do with it.
Yep.
You know, I talked to Mark Smith yesterday. I emailed him, and then I called him, and he called me back about the Joshua Tree. There's some stuff going on. We'll talk about that later in the show, maybe on the third or fourth segment. But he still is up there, and he knows we need help. He was invited to the Jamboree. He wasn't able to come, but he knows that we want him. So I'm sort of keeping him.
Who's he?
The lobbyist in Sacramento that we're interested in hiring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's one guy that we really have focused on. We did an elaborate search. A lot of lobbyists up there are just not what we want. They work for a company. They have one specific interest. But there's a few of them out there that could help us. And one of them in particular we really like. He has some federal ties. And he's a very well-respected state lobbyist. So I've bothered him for some little things. And at the beginning of the legislative cycle, when bills were introduced, he was sending over, hey, you might be interested in this bill. Because he looks through all the bills. And he ran across about a half a dozen bills that may have been interest to us. And a couple of those we were really interested in. Some of them we, you know, not really. But I very much thanked him for helping us with that. Because I don't even know how to look through all the bills, much less have the time and energy to look at thousands. I think a couple thousand bills come in every year. So, if we can get him on retainer, I would be a happy advocate.
Yeah. We have Friends of Oceana Dunes calling in to give us an update on Pismo Beach, Oceana Dunes coming up next. We got to take a quick break, and we should have Jim Sudi, the president of Friends of Oceana Dunes, joining us here shortly.
All right, you're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Crystal Clear Detailing. Crystal Clear Details, they'll do everything from your motorhome, your boat, your RV, motorcycle, travel trailer, side-by-side, even all your vehicles, you name it, they can do it. They'll do desert toys, exotics, and they will come to you, and the job will be done right. Crystal Clear Detailing has been servicing all of San Diego since 2008. Specializing from wash and wax interior detailing. You just need to give them a call at 858-229-3669, 858-229-3669, or you can follow them on Instagram at KCD lowercase San Diego. Ed Hansen Muffler, 3916 North Barcelona Street, Spring Valley. You can give them a call at 619-698-7030. There's no exhaust system challenge they can't handle. You can go to hansonmuffler@gmail.com, where all your pipe dreams come true. You name it, they can do it. Custom performance exhaust is their expertise. Replacement of catalytic converters, gas, diesel exhaust systems, aluminized custom. Just give them a call. 619-698-7030. When you think exhaust, you think Ed Hansen's Muffler.
Oh, man. I follow them on Instagram, and they have been posting some super nice muffler setups.
Mm-hmm.
The double exhaust as it shoots out the back, out one. Oh, man.
Are we still doing Gravel King?
No. Don't worry about them. Yeah. So, I believe that we have Jim Sudi on the line with Friends of Oceana Dunes. Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Hey, Audrey, Dave, Ed, everybody. Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Hope you're going to enjoy a nice 4th of July, but you'll probably be working.
Hope to be enjoying it here from my home, watching the valley and the fireworks. You know, those illegal fireworks everybody shoots off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm frustrated. There's stuff going on with CARB, with Joshua trees, and I just read an article about a study, an economic study at Oceana Dunes. Are you familiar with that, Jim?
Yes, I am.
What's your take on that?
Well, first off, what is it?
Right. So they did there's been numerous economic studies done over the years, and it's always shown that the SVRA, the State Vehicle Recreation Area there at Oceano, brings in somewhere between 200, and this study now shows over 500 million. That's a half a billion dollars annually. It's huge. So the environmentalists have gone out to try to undermine every study done. They've gotten some professors from Cal Poly to try to undermine previous studies. So this study was put on by local business entities to try to have a very robust study. They hired a consultant firm to make sure that it was thorough and nobody can shoot holes in it. And it is the biggest economic impact report to date. So a little over 500 million annually, half a billion.
Wow. That is crazy. And yet they want to say that, no, nobody goes to Oceano Dunes. Nobody. We don't need camping permits. We don't need. Why do you need 1,000 camping permits? Like, why would we have to go back to that?
They turn away. It's so frustrating.
Right. So what's great is this is now, gaslighting the businesses to get more involved. They're seeing the huge economic engine that the Oceana Dunes brings to the local economy. And if they're going to close the Oceana Dunes, what are they going to replace it with that's going to bring in that type of income? And, ecotourism is shown not to do that.
Right.
Yeah. I read they talked about putting walkways through the sand dunes. I don't know if that's an economic engine. Not where I come from.
So the best things we always tell people, the Guadalupe Dunes, which are south of the SVRA, were closed in the 1982 closure. And the town of Guadalupe was promised ecotourism. There's numerous newspaper articles, and Caltrans actually ran one of the trains down there to support this growth in ecotourism, and it never happened. There's boardwalks that walk out on the sand by Oso Flaco Lake, and they're constantly shifting, getting covered. It's a lot of work. So boardwalks and trails have their place, but not in an area designated as an SVRA.
Right. Or, you know, sand dunes where it's constantly shifting and Mother Nature is going to...
So what is their end goal by closing down Oceana Dunes? Well, I mean, what is their logical reason for doing so?
It is purely that they are the rabid left that are outlawing our generators, outlawing the gasoline engine, and why on God's green earth would you allow this off-roading to occur in this location? So they want it closed, whether it takes 5 years or 100 years. They're not going to stop, and they're going to keep working to try to close the Oceana Dunes.
And the funny thing about it is they're using our money to do it.
Yes.
If they were using their own private money, I don't think any of this would go forward. I mean, if you know, all these people that are totally against Oceana Dunes would stop if it was coming out of their pocketbooks.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I used to be involved in an industry where we had unions involved. And down in San Diego, actually, the shipyard down there finally said, we're no longer going to take the union dues out of their checks, but we'll allow you to set up outside the gate so that people can pay their union dues out of their paycheck. And the same thing happens, right? But people see their money. They don't want to necessarily write the check.
Sure.
Right.
So it's just like taxes.
Yep.
Hey, Jim, are there any events coming up in your area around the dunes coming up soon?
Right. So we have our large barbecue fundraiser that's going on in a couple weeks, July 15th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been sold out. So we have a huge attendance and a lot of people showing up. So we're real excited about that. We will have some cleanup events going on during the summer. We haven't announced the dates yet.
Isn't there a cleanup the Sunday following the Saturday barbecue?
There is currently no formal cleanup after the barbecue. That barbecue takes a lot of our resources, and we're just exhausted. And so cleanup is the next day is very difficult.
Oh, I get that. Any way you could squeeze a VIP in the barbecue if one was willing to drive up there?
Yeah, I'm already registered.
You are?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Jared and I.
I didn't get registered.
I worked it out long ago.
Oh, you're smarter than I am. I'm a last minute guy. When comments are due on a day like 5 minutes before midnight, I hit send.
No, my husband and I will be driving up specifically just to attend the barbecue and awesome. Drive back down. Yeah, it'll be a great event. I'm super excited for it. I can't imagine it's going to be crunch time the next couple weeks trying to get everything ready for the raffle and get all the food organized and everything.
Yeah,
this event is very difficult because we're not allowed to set up the day before, so we have to do everything the day of.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They're just finding every way possible to just make you guys just go away.
It was great to see Jared at the Jamboree.
Yeah,
he made a long drive down to represent your organization.
Randy and Jared.
And Randy,
Randy. We're so appreciative of you guys allowing us to be there and be a part of it.
Well, we got to make everybody aware down here what's going on. Right. When I talk about it with people, people don't have an idea. They don't know what's going on. And so it's shocking to me how many people that go to Glamis and go to Gordon's Wells that, you know, every other year plan their family trip to go up for a beach during the summer and do a beach day at Pismo that have no idea that this could potentially be their last year. Like it's scary, you know. And if Friends does not win this lawsuit, then this could potentially be the last year of Oceano Dunes, and that's just devastating to me.
And it's just the beginning. If they can close down Oceano Dunes, Glamis, Ocotillo, because they will now know that they have a way to do it.
Yep.
So, Jim, I know this is on air, but I don't have a problem doing it. I went to a Jeep event. I was telling Audrey and Ed, and I was talking to the VP of Jeep North America, and I was explaining to him the situations that we're all in. So they're willing to, you know, entertain help. So what I need you to do is put together a proposal, and I'll get it to Jeep to see if we can't get some horsepower from the people that sell vehicles to enjoy your area. And who knows, maybe we can get them to, you know, throw some, you know, money, support. I don't know. But if you can put together a proposal for and his name is Jim Morrison, like the rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We will definitely do that.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody like a big corporation. You know, I think every off-road company, every, you know, side-by-side company, Coleman, anybody that has anything to do with camping and off-road, they all should be partnering.
100%.
And getting involved. But unfortunately, there's nobody out there. I'd be surprised if half of them even know what's going on, you know, because it's not, you know, if you don't, you know, make a lot of noise. And
well, I'm pretty sure that the SEMA lawsuit that filed in after you guys filed with the Ecologic got lumped in with the Ecologic lawsuit with you guys as well. So, I mean, I know SEMA is aware of it and has their hand in the pot. They're just a little late to the game.
Yeah, they're a little late to the game. We're taking different avenues in the lawsuit.
Yep.
And we're waiting on the results here, and we'll see what happens.
Right. Well, we just can't give up. We just got to keep fighting the fight.
It's been about 2 weeks now since the lawsuit, or since you guys went into court and spoke with the judge, and your attorney, Tom, did brilliant, plaintiffs had no comeback, I guess. Their attorney was weak in their speeches and their and what
arguments.
He put forth in their argument. Yeah, there you go, argument. That's what I was looking for. any word yet from the judge and possibly maybe the end of this week or another week? I've been sitting waiting. I was hoping.
I've talked
to
people about it, and they're saying 6 months to a year, even though the judge said she would be interested in solving it quickly.
Well, that's their idea of quickly. Hey, Jim, are you going to hang with us, or you got to go?
No, I can hang with you. We believe the timeline's much sooner.
Yeah, let's have Jim come back. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
SDORC Dirt Radio, FM
96.1
AM 1170. The Answer. S&S Off-Road Magazine. Boy, I tell you what, you really need to check these people out. They've been doing it since the 80s, like 1982, and they keep everybody abreast as to what's going on when it comes to the off-road, the desert, the beaches, the mountains, to trails. So Steve and Sherry do a phenomenal job, over 100 pages online. Go to SNSORMAG.com. All right. We got Steve Studi.
Jim Studi.
Jim Studi, I'm sorry, from Oceano Dunes. And the government is working feverishly with your money to do everything they can to close it down. And we're going to try at our end to do everything we can to keep it open. Because if you've been around long enough, once the government closes something,
it's virtually impossible to open it back up.
Good luck.
So, you know, we need to work real hard. And I know Jim and his team have worked extremely hard for years and years. And I got to hand it to him. You guys have never given up. If anything, you've tried to get tougher and tougher. How much media is really looking at this? I mean, if you get, I know Pismo doesn't have a whole lot of TV stations, but are you getting anything out of the surrounding areas?
So the large local newspaper is in favor of closure. So they do everything to undermine us and try to spin things their way.
Oh, that's too bad.
Some of the local newspapers and other affiliate newspapers have been very open, working with us to just lay the facts out there and let people decide. Let's not try to spin this in any which way.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we mentioned before we went to the break, you know, we were in court on June 15th. I was there with our attorney as well as Jared and others. And long day of deliberations. The judge then came back the following week and asked for a formal transcript of the hearing, which then adds delays. So we believe we're weeks away, definitely not months or close to a year, as some have suggested.
Okay.
That's good.
But we got to figure out a way to get more publicity on your situation.
Yeah.
The problem is you're not in the best location, you know, for like, you're not right there at LA where LA, you know, stations can jump on board. But if you've got a newspaper, your big newspaper in town that's totally against you, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
And what is their reasoning? Why do they want it closed? Because it would seem to me that if, let's just say Pismo did close, wouldn't that newspaper close too? Because everybody's just going to move away because there's no industry there.
So you would definitely think that. But unfortunately, a lot of this comes down to party line affiliations. And I need to be careful about that because we used to have more moderates, you know, years ago that we could work with. But the left has become so polarizing that they just don't care. They don't care what the ramifications are. They just want the vehicles off the beach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, they don't own any vehicles. They go on the beach. So that's probably have something to do with it. Never experienced. It's like when you tell somebody, do you like artichokes? No, I can't stand them. Oh, did you ever eat one? No. Well, then how are you going to say, you know, how do you make a statement like, I mean, that's not even intelligence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just being mean, like a bully on the schoolyard.
Mm-hmm. I would say, aside from court with Friends of Oceana Dunes, they've also spent a lot of time in with the Air Pollution Control District, and they've attended a lot of meetings for the Air Pollution Control District. Right now, that's one of the main things. You want to talk about all of our tax money wasted and spent. You know, one of the things that they're fighting against was in 2019 at the end of it in December when they took away and they reduced the camping from 1,000 camping permits down to the 450. And then they took, 500 acres or 600 acres away from the front, and they put all that orange fencing in. And then all of that got removed, right? Because the king tides came in. They didn't do their environmental impact report. They didn't follow their own rules and regulations of what needed to happen. And they wasted millions of dollars of our money and implementing this and following it and going through it. So Jim has been attending. Jared McLeod has been attending. A couple of other of their board members. I know Tim was one that I saw. Also went and attended the Air Pollution Control District meetings, demanding them to dissolve the Rule 1001 and stop with the orange fencing and reinstate camping permits and reinstate others. And I know Jim Jared had last month announced that you guys got 100 more camping permits.
Yep, Jared's been doing a great job of leading that effort and working to get the camping numbers. We want the camping numbers to be restored. And we're going to not stop until we do that. We want our acreage back, we want camping back, and we want the money returned to the OHV Trust Fund. You mentioned the Rule 1001. That is one thing that we did go to court over and won. And we got the whole Rule 1001 abolished. And that did a lot of different things. It invalidated some of the rules and things that took place. But it also opened up the Air Pollution Control District to pay state parks back for the money spent to try to implement this invalid Rule 1001. So we filed another lawsuit to get $1 million from APCD back to the OHV Trust Fund, and that is going through the process.
Wow, so that's another new one, because I didn't hear that you guys had filed the lawsuit to make sure that the Air Pollution Control District pays back our OHV Fund. Because if you don't, they're not going to.
They won't
follow through at all. That's
what's worse, the state parks is not aggressively going after it, right? There's so much political influence on state parks. You know, the same political leaders that are overseeing state parks oversee the Coastal Commission and other CARB and all the other regulatory agencies, and they're of a mindset now to eliminate this. So it's very difficult.
That's just absolutely amazing.
Here, the state of California is bleeding money like crazy, and they just seem to be constantly trying to bleed it all.
Well, you know, this Rule 1001, you want to talk about one of the most frustrating things. Okay, so the leftists, they want to shut us down. They don't. We pollute it, right? We caused all of this. But they're the ones that installed all this orange fencing. They're the ones that brought in the invasive species with these hay bales, right? Because all these hay bales they brought in to reduce, and then they break it up and they throw it all over with this hay bales. The hay bales bring in mice and rats that eat the eggs for the snowy plover bird that they're trying to protect, right? But they have to install them. Then you want to talk about, I really want to see image going around. I want to see a meme going around of Oceano Dunes. And I want to see, and this is really sad that I'm even saying this, I want to see a sea turtle with orange fencing around its face and its head.
Because, I know what you mean.
Because you want
to
talk about...
Just to invalidate what they're
just
doing.
Just to invalidate the orange fencing that they have in there. Because you know, and you have... We all have seen that orange construction fencing. It's plastic. It's sun rots. Give it a year and a half out there. And that is going to be broken down. 2 years, you're going to have orange plastic pieces everywhere, you know, and then as it breaks down, you still get those squares that'll stay together. So you'll have all these little squares for all the fishies and turtles and everything to get stuck in.
Well, when do they start ingesting it?
Well, of course, you know, we already talked about all the microplastics that we already eat anyway.
That they're against,
but you know, it's just the logic.
Well,
there's no logic.
There's
behind.
No logic because it, they
no,
just yeah.
The reasoning is right. Not there. There's no brains behind what they actually do, because if you think it through and you follow through,
they're just following the Sierra Club.
So let me. So I come back to the same question. So Jim, when you talk to these people, do any of them have a logical explanation, or do they just look at you and don't even want to talk to you?
So, you know, we really get into scientists arguing amongst themselves. So the Air Pollution Control District views us as a bunch of people, you know, still believe in the flat earth. You know, that we're going against all this this science that they've come forward with. But they will ignore the Scripps Institute.
Sure.
You know, world-renowned Scripps Institute, Dr. Lynn Russell, has done a 3-year study. Dr. Lynn Russell is not an off-roader. She's not funded by Friends of Oceana Dunes. She's done some terrific studies. She's been berated by the Air Pollution Control District because she speaks against what they're stating and they've done. So it really comes down to expert against expert, and that's all it needs to end up in, you know, the courts, unfortunately.
I think you should go get Tucker Carlson to come out there, because he's from California. Tucker Carlson would raise some hell.
Boy, that would be fun.
You know, on his new flat platform, he's not limited by Fox
anymore. That's what I'm saying.
So on his new platform, we could totally get him to come out.
Jim,
OMG.
If you let him know
what was
going on.
Can we split the cost of the airfare?
Hey, who cares? I go get him in a car.
Yeah.
But the point is, when he hears something like this, because this is something he could get his teeth around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be amazing if we could get Tucker. I've been watching a lot of him lately.
Yeah. Go get them. Go get them, Jim.
I have
too. That'd be absolutely amazing. Jim, give us your breakdown, who you are, how can we support you, your website, questions, contact.
And barbecue.
Yeah, sure. So Jim Sudi, the president of Friends of Oceana Dunes. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. You can see us at www.oceanodunes.org. And you can see a lot of active content on our Facebook page at Friends of Oceano Dunes. We have our barbecue event coming up here on July 15th. If you have raffle prizes you want to submit, you can still do that. And you can email us at friends@oceanodunes.org. You can find it on our website, any other information. Thank you guys for everything. We're committed to this, and we're fighting like crazy. We have not let up. We're currently in 17 lawsuits, and we're settling some very big ones this year. One that I'm very proud of is in October, and that is a lawsuit that's on offense. And
that's excellent.
We're looking forward to getting this done.
All right, so here's something I need to ask you. On your website, do you have a phone number direct to Gavin Newsom, the Air Pollution Board, and whoever else? Because what we did out at Paris Auto Speedway, the water district wanted to shut down to, I don't know, dig a trench or something like that with no care for the fairgrounds or the racetrack. So the Paris Auto Speedway on their website, they listed the names and phone numbers of all the people that were involved in it. We, in the racing community, called, and we started Sunday afternoon, and by Monday morning at 9 o'clock, the site had crashed. The phones were totally jammed up. So now all of that has stopped, the closing of the track and closing of the fairgrounds. So you might want to get the powers to be that are causing all this, put them on your website and let us know, and we will do, if I have to do all 6 hours telling people call these numbers, because that's what I did with Paris. Who knows? It won't cost you anything, and it might make an impact. Because much as we can't stand these people, when they start getting phone calls from the general public, they have, those are votes, and they have to think twice before they keep pushing this wrong agenda. So if that's something we can help you with, and then we got to get you back down to KUSI, or we can do it through Audrey. Yeah, and we'll do the same thing, because we have to fight with every tool that's available. And I got to tell you, that phone call one is really cool.
Yeah, it, and I'm pretty
it takes
sure,
a matter of minutes.
I'm pretty sure you made Jared and Randy both agree to come back to KUSI.
Of course. They're always welcome. We'll have to feed them, though.
And we'll do that.
All right, let's make that happen. All right, buddy, enjoy your 4th of July, and keep up the fight.
You too. Thank you, guys. God bless. Appreciate it.
Same here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more STORC, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Oops, sorry about that. Lifestyle Garage at Lakeside, 619-499-5323. If you have an off-road vehicle and you want to get that thing tricked out totally and you want it done right the first time, Lifestyle Garage is your guys and girls to have it done. Plus, if you ever get in an accident and you want it done right, the insurance company recognizes Lifestyle Garage and will allow you to take your vehicle there and get all the work done, because you being the driver, you are in charge. They do everything. Their technicians are specialized. I went and checked out the shop. Super clean, very professional, great displays, family owned and operated. Give them a call at 619-499-5323. They're right off of Winter Gardens. You can't miss it. It's a big place, super well done. Go say hi to Tony and Michelle. All right, what did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Joshua trees, and I don't think there's any at Oceana Dunes, but there's an awful lot of Joshua trees in the Mojave Desert, Mojave National Park. Just when you drive out to Las Vegas on Highway 15, Yeah, you will come over a hill and see a valley, and there will be literally millions and millions of trees. So there's an environmental organization called the Center for Biological Diversity who have been trying to get the Joshua tree on the endangered species list. A few years back, they made a petition to the Federal Fish and Wildlife to get the Joshua tree listed as a federal endangered species, and that was denied. And so they came to California. The CBD petitioned the state of California to list the Joshua tree as threatened or endangered in the state. And the state, when California looks at a species seriously to get listed, they will actually treat the species like it's already been listed and it already requires their protection until the process is completed. And so they started that with the state, and they had a tied vote. There's supposed to be five commissioners, and one commissioner left, and they had four, and they had a 2-2 tie. And so that's been kind of stuck there for a while. And so the CBD did something really sneaky. In June, the state legislature comes out with what they call the budget trailer bill. So in January, the governor comes out with his budget idea. He says, okay, I want to spend this much during the year. And then in June, the state legislature says, okay, this is what we want to do. Well, the CBD got a bill put into the budget trailer bill that gives the Joshua tree all the protections that a listing would give it, but it doesn't go through the process. And I'm extremely frustrated with this. And a trailer bill addition, it was a legislative act, and they just slid the whole act into the budget trailer bill. And I didn't hear this about this act. And it just got put in last week. And I don't know if the budget trailer bill has been signed or not, but it's going to be signed in a couple of days. And I don't know. That's why I called that lobbyist in Sacramento to help us with that. And he said, he wasn't sure. So he contacted some of his friends. And the people in the housing, people who work on building houses out in the desert, he contacted them and they said, well, we're grudgingly going along with it. They had negotiated with them. Because the big deal is development. How do you build a new house if there's Joshua trees on the property?
Yeah, because this regulation would be is you wouldn't even be able to knock them down. The developers would not be able to.
Well, if you read it, it says if you want to take out a tree, you'll have to pay a fee. Like it's between $200 and $1,000 per tree.
Well, and how does that fix the problem?
And who the hell gets that money?
Yeah. Hey, I got one for you just real quick. So I want to make sure I get this straight. I go to the grocery store and I buy a pound of sliced ham in a plastic bag. A loaf of bread in a plastic bag, a gallon of milk in a plastic jug, a pack of napkins in a plastic wrap, a store-made salad in a plastic tub, a plastic bottle of mustard, and a plastic bottle of ketchup. But they won't give me a plastic bag to carry it home because plastic bags are bad for the environment. Right? It's on the same lines of what you're talking about. These people don't make any sense.
Yeah, plastic bags are terrible for the environment,
but
we have to put everything in them.
In them. To keep them fresh, to keep everything fresh. These people, and they, I mean, they actually think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and but with this Joshua trees, how is that going to affect? So does that mean?
I'm not sure how it's going to affect the off-road vehicle world. It's going to have an effect on the construction world, for sure. So this is, first of all, this is state level. So this will not have any effect on the federal level. So the Bureau of Land Management land, whether there's motorcycle riding races, four-wheel races, or poker runs, any kind of activities on federal land will not be affected. From the state down, this will be affected. So state, county, city, and private.
I'm just trying to think about what state park has Joshua Trees in it. Aside from Joshua Tree State Park, you've got Calico right there. You've got
Mojave Trails National Monument
right there.
Has plenty of them in it.
And that's all District 37, District 37 races. So Mojave Trails National Monument is considered a state park, right?
It's a monument.
It's monument.
They have a slight difference.
Isn't there a state park in?
Near there? I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think of the
one
that's
D38 right there. So D37 races on an open air, BLM open areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government, the BLM, is a higher level than the state, so that won't be affected by the state law. So it's going to be from state down. So that kind of racing is going to be okay. So I don't know if there's any Joshua Trees in California City. California City is a huge city.
There is.
And there's a lot of off-road vehicle welcome open use in California City. And I don't know how that's going to be affected.
Yeah, they love us off-roaders in California City. Every agency
they
love us. They don't.
We go there. It was a huge economic engine for that area.
Yeah.
And I've been out there. But I don't remember if there's Joshua Trees or not. We'll be finding out. I'm very upset about this. They really slid it past us sneaking it into the budget trailer bill.
They got denied one. So Joshua Trees were denied federally, three times before they were taken to state?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's been four times for Joshua Trees since I started, forget which one's which one.
The Flattail Lizard was multiple times.
Yeah, Flattail Lizard, but Joshua Trees have been a big one as well.
I know they were denied a few years ago. I talked to Fred Wiley about it, and
that
I don't know if it's more than one, but for sure federally it was shot down, and then state.
The few years ago was state level because federal was
just a couple
that.
Years ago. Yeah,
yeah.
The state was just a couple years ago, and it was sort of dragging on. And like we said, they only had four commissioners, and it was 2-2. And I was even thinking about applying to the state Fish and Game Commission to be able to help with that. But man, when I saw how much work those commissioners have to do, I thought twice about it. They meet eight times a year for 3 days.
But this is what we do, San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We follow these
listings, problems.
These problems. We follow land use and regulation, and we work with the agencies to keep places open.
So join.
Yes, www.sdorc.org. Donate to us. Donate to Friends of Oceana Dunes, www.oceanadunes.org. We all need your support.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. San Diego Automotive Museum Radio is coming up next.
SDORC Dirt Radio.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.